I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Back in January, we talked about a Polyphemus moth cocoon that Sean Evans, one of my coworkers, had found in front of the building.
Right.
We all watched it over the winter, and when the lawn care started happening, I thought maybe it would disappear with trimming bushes. And
sure.
It survived.
Amazing.
And Sean Evans is the one who had found it, and as it would happen, Sean Evans came to work one morning, and boom, there it was.
Gone.
No, it was out. It was within a foot.
Really? I didn't realize that you found the moth. I thought that you just found the hole in the cocoon.
No. The
excellent.
And the fact that the guy who discovered the cocoon actually got to see the moth in its very early emergent stages.
Fantastic. Well, they typically emerge late in the afternoon. They will hang around the cocoon until they go through the maturation process, the hardening of the exoskeleton. Then they'll begin their looking for a mate that evening. With luck, they'll find a mate sometime late evening, early morning hours. And if the female doesn't find a mate, she will release her pheromone once again. There'll be a second calling period, as they refer to it, just before dawn. Once the pair find one another, they mate and they stay connected all day long. The next evening, the egg laying begins. But that's fantastic. So you actually got to see the moth associated with it.
Sean did, and that was some sort of cosmic justice.
Did he get a picture of it?
Yes, and we'll put that up on the website.
I haven't seen it. For some reason, I had it in my head that they just saw the whole. You know, another interesting thing I recently read is that when they are freshly emerged from the cocoon apparently smells like roasted almonds. And in some parts of the country, other moths are attracted to those cocoons where a Polyphemus moth has just emerged, so I don't know what that's all about.
Well, I took the liberty of removing the cocoon and the branch that it was on. I have it here with me, and it has absolutely no smell at this particular point. But it's been a couple of weeks since it emerged.
It's been a couple of weeks. I think it's something that happens for a very brief period of time. But Polyphemus moth has the widest distribution of all the giant silk moths in North America. You will find them on the east and west coast. They don't occur in the Great Basin and the desert areas, but they're found everywhere else. They are often common at lights, but they fly late in the evening, so usually you'll see them after midnight.
They have beautiful eyes.
I love those eyes, too. And those eyes presumably are to potentially startle predators. If you try to pick one up or disturb it in some way, they'll flash those eyes at you and start flapping their wings. And they look kind of scary if you're not sure what you're seeing at first, but they have nothing to bite you with or sting you with. In fact, their mouth parts don't even work. All the energy they have, all the nourishment they need to fly and find mates and lay eggs, all that's gathered during the caterpillar stage. It's impossible for them to feed as adults.
So they die pretty quickly after mating.
Right. But that next generation will hatch, feed on various species of broadleaf trees, and then they'll make their pupae inside cocoons, and that's how they'll ride out the winter.
Well, our thanks to Sean Evans for finding the cocoon and sharing the information with us and the photographs, and you can see them online. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. Photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog are at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.